USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Justice Department and civil rights groups reached a partial settlement Wednesday in four lawsuits regarding the June 2020 removal of protesters from Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C. The square was cleared before President Trump walked through the park. Later, it was discovered that the U.S. Park Police and assisting law enforcement did not clear the area for that reason. As part of the settlement, the USPP and the Secret Service have agreed to update and clarify their policies governing demonstrations and to implement the policy changes within 30 days, a Department of Justice statement read. United Nations is reporting Russia's invasion of Ukraine appears to have set off ramifications, sparking multiple crises across the globe in the areas of food, energy, and debt, with devastating impacts for developing nations. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Negotiations between Mexico and the Texas governor should ease wait times at the border.
Texas is ending enhanced tractor-trailer inspections at one Mexican border station. Republican Governor Greg Abbott announcing an agreement with Nuevo León Governor Samuel García.
Since Nuevo León has increased its security on its side of the border, the Texas Department of Public Safety can return to its previous practice of random searches of vehicles.
García says law enforcement is planning to continuously patrol its border with Texas to find any drug and human smugglers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation comes under criticism for its purchase of a $5.8 million Los Angeles mansion as a safe place for BLM members, co-founder Patrice Cullors blasted standard financial disclosure forms as triggering and unsafe. USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. They're under $200 for a 3-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3, and you'll also get free shipping.
The Klitschko brothers, Vladimir and Vitaly, are calling on the Biden administration to provide more assistance to Ukraine. Former two-time boxing champ Vladimir tells Newsmax the atrocities he's seen with his own eyes in Ukraine.
The war is just horrible. That destroys infrastructure, kills, murders, rapes, tortures our civilians, and there are lots of matter of fact that such terrifying things been done by the Russian army due to our civilian population. In the south of the country, in Mariupol, where while we're speaking, fights are going on, and thousands of civilians, it's impossible to count how many lives been lost. It's just as horrifying as it could be, that people are still being killed and, as I said, murdered, raped, and tortured.
Conflicting reports about what happened to the Russian Navy missile cruiser Moskva Thursday. Ukrainians are claiming credit for an alleged missile attack sinking the ship. The Kremlin is saying it suffered significant damage from a fire that ignited some ammunition. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.